Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ed Haslam's with us for another 20 minutes. Jim Myers will be here, joining us running shotgun in the next segment. Thank you for joining us. It is the 15th day of March, 2012. We have former Congressman Bob Barr also popping in at the start of the next hour. You're tying the two books, by the way, are available in the online video bookstore at Infowars.com, Dr. Mary's Monkey, and also Me and Lee. You were tying these two together. Tell us about the book, Me and Lee, because you were just tying that together. Folks just joined us.
Well, Judy, who wrote this book, wants to be the person that finds the cure for cancer. That's her goal in life. And so she throws herself head and foot into it when she's in high school. And she starts getting help from the military. She's got the documents to prove it. She starts getting...
Well, that was big in the 50s and 60s. My dad was involved in that in high school, and was sent down to MD Anderson and stuff. But it was across the board. Yeah.
Right, and it was the Whiz Kid program.
Yeah, that was it.
And so she was part of all that, and she was getting a lot of support, and she was really making progress. So when she goes to this American Cancer Society meeting and they bring in Harold Urey to look at her laboratory, he is with Alt Noschner. This is March of 1961. Okay, that's right when this linear particle accelerator is going on in New Orleans.
How did she have the proof to get the head of the weapons program down there?
She had all of her notes. I mean, she was trained by the woman that was in charge of the local chapter of the American Cancer Society how to do stuff in the laboratory. And she had this Colonel Philip Doyle looking over her shoulder as part of a project.
So they're trying to find the young bright minds. And they see her dad, and like, whoa.
That's right. She can prove that she's giving cancer to mice in 7 days. What she's doing is roasting them with radiation to lower their immune systems. Then she's putting them in
TSA,
in chambers, smoke chambers, where she's pumping cigarette smoke in there. So she's overexposing them to cigarette smoke at the same time she's lowering their immune system. And she's getting back cancer tumors in 7 days. And nobody up at NCI is able to do it that fast. So they realize that they have an asset who's too young to even be caught, because nobody would believe she could do all this stuff. And they bring her up that summer. They don't waste any time. They bring her up that summer up to the Roswell Park Cancer Institute up in Buffalo, New York. And they have her work in Dr. Moore's lab. He's in charge of the entire thing. And they train her specially to handle cancer-causing viruses, okay, because they have questions they want to ask that they don't want to tell the public they're asking. Like, will radiation from X-ray machines trigger cancer in the people with the cancer-causing virus in it from the polio vaccine? I mean, that's a huge question, because that threatens the whole use of radiation and X-ray in American medicine. And they have her doing those research.
Oh, a binary weapon. You've got the cancer. Now you get the radiation and activates it.
That's right. And they want to know if that works without asking it in public. And Judy's got enough evidence to show that she was doing that research with human melanoma cells and radiation. And those documents are in this Me and Lee book. So the first five chapters of this is all about Judy's cancer background. She doesn't get into the Lee Oswald subject until 1963, when she gets a phone call from Dr. Oschner that says, Judy, how would you like to skip the last 2 years of college and start medical school in the fall? We'll pay your tuition, your room and board, give you a stipend, and you don't have to finish college.
My dad didn't have to finish UT.
We just have one little project we need you to do this summer, and you'll be working with that world-famous physician, Dr. Mary Sherman. And that's what the offer is. So she accepts the offer from Oschner and goes to New Orleans, and she is intercepted. She's there early. She calls Oschner, and he's out of town. She calls Mary Sherman. She's out of town. They send somebody in to intercept her, to hang on to her, to make sure she's safe. They send in an ex-Marine by the name of Lee Harvey Oswald, who does that. And
stay there. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now into hour number two, we have the researcher and amazing investigative journalist who's written two books that, for my own separate research, completely check out with the facts. And it's Edward T. Haslam, Dr. Mary's Monkey, on the Unsolved Murder of a Doctor, a Secret Laboratory in New Orleans, and Cancer-Causing Monkey Viruses Are Linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK assassination, and emerging global epidemics. And then he also has that book forwarded by the JFK grand poobah expert, Jim Mars, former crime reporter with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, first person to teach a college course on JFK. Then you have me and Lee, How I Came to Know, Love, and Lose Lee Harvey Oswald. And that's Judith Vary Baker, with an afterword by Jim Mars. Now, Jim Mars will be with us for the full hour, but I wanted to have some crossover here, and I'm kind of springing this on him here. We're going to get into the world banking situation, the globalism out in the open, the TSA, all those other issues with Jim. But in this little short segment, 12-minute segment we've got now, I wanted to have him specifically bring up points that there's so much that are in these books. And so these two can, you know, basically have a discussion here about it. Jim, why are these books, Dr. Mary's Monkey and Me and Lee, so important?
Oh, well, that's an easy one, Alex. Number one, once you understand about the adulteration of the polio vaccine back in the 50s, then you'll begin to understand why there's been such an upsurge in the cancer rate. So this is a story that affects millions of people. I mean, this actually impacts the public. All right, not some celebrity news that who cares except the people involved. And the second thing is it also rips open the incredible tangled and darkly woven tapestry behind the Kennedy assassination and shows you the interconnections between CIA, FBI intelligence agencies, the military, secret laboratory, secret biochemical warfare testing, the war against Castro, and what role Lee Harvey Oswald played in all this. He was not just some lone schnook off the street. And if you'll read Ed's two books, Dr. Mary's Monkey and Me and Lee, you will find out not only what Lee Harvey Oswald was actually up to when he was in New Orleans in the summer of 1963, but how he connects into this matrix of powerful and violent groups that were behind the Kennedy assassination.
Bottom line, who was Lee Harvey Oswald?
He was a low-level intelligence agent, probably picked up when he went in the Marines. Actually, I remember his mother, I remember his mother, Marguerite, telling me that one day when he was in junior high school, he came home with a military officer. And this military officer told him, hey, Lee's a sharp kid, and he's a self-motivator, a self-starter, thinks for himself. He said, just the kind of guy we need. So I think they had him tagged all the way back to junior high school, and they groomed him. He went in the Marines, and there are gaps in his military records where he probably underwent intelligence training, probably started off with the Office of Naval Intelligence, considering that the Marines are part of the Navy. And then it was probably passed along to the CIA, and then there's a lot of evidence to show that by the time of the assassination, he probably was working for military intelligence and CIA. They all had their hooks in him, and including accepting money as an FBI informant. So he was not just some guy off the street, but I think the evidence, if it was all presented to the public, would clearly show he probably did not shoot president.
Sure. I mean, it's elementary that he's at a super secret U-2 spy base in Japan. He goes over to Russia, marries a wife, you know, supposedly gets in bed with the KGB, and then they just let him right back into the United States. And then he lives with a family of white Russians. For those that don't know what that means, it's not a drink with vodka in it. You know, that was anti-communist forces that got kicked out, you know, during that big war with the Bolsheviks. I mean, it's ridiculous. Ed, your take on Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, in New Orleans, he is part of this underground medical laboratory. He plays a operational support role. He is Judy's babysitter. She is the asset they need to perfect the weapon. And he is in the middle of it. Now, Judy and Lee both get cover jobs at the Riley Coffee Company on May 10th. And they start in a subsidiary run by an ex-FBI agent by the name of William Moynihan. And then 1 week later, they both transfer over to the Riley Coffee Company. And the reason for this is that allows Moynihan to control their background checks. So they don't find the word cancer in Judy's background, and they don't find the word Russia in Lee's background. Because what's going on at the Riley Coffee Company, most of the employees don't know. And what it is Judy and Lee are sneaking out of the Riley Coffee Company and going over to David Ferry's apartment and doing the work with the cancer tumors and the mice. And so there's this loop of laboratories. One laboratory is, you know, using the radiation. Another laboratory is growing the cancer tumors in the mice. And then they bring the mice over to Ferry's where Judy and Lee kill them and chop them up and make a puree out of the tumors. Judy brings it over to Mary Sherman's apartment. She reviews the work, and they send it back for more radiation. This is the loop. And what they're doing, first they kill the mice, then they start using it on monkeys, and they kill the monkeys. And first they use South American monkeys, and then they use African monkeys, which are more expensive, okay? And then after they kill all these things with cancer, they need to test it on a human. So a human, where do you get a human you can kill and nobody's going to miss? Okay, from Angola Penitentiary. And they take that human over to the East Louisiana State Hospital, which is the Jackson Mental Hospital, and inject him with the weapon to see if he kills him. Okay, now, part of this is the story of Lee being seen in Clinton, Louisiana. Well, Clinton's right down the road from Jackson. Okay, and what they're trying to do is they're waiting for the prisoner to come over, and they're going to go up there and rendezvous so that when they arrive at the front gate, there's this nice van with a state seal on it with the prisoner in it, and there's a black Cadillac behind it being driven by Clay Shaw. All right, so they're going to use that to sneak the weapon and Ferry and Oswald into the hospital.
By the way, it's come out that prisons is one of the favorite places to do these tests on people, and just out at the Huntsville a prison in East Texas, it's famous, it's come out. They give people stuff so bad they kill them all the time, and it even kills the guards and makes them sick. It even pops up in the paper. Mystery illnesses, mystery deaths. I mean, it's just hidden in plain view.
Yeah, that's correct.
But they forgot to read the newspaper. They forgot to read that Martin Luther King was giving his I Have a Dream speech on August 28th. So when they arrive in this town in Clinton to wait for the van, they're expecting it to be empty because it's a hot August afternoon. And what's really going on is because of the Martin Luther King speech the day before, the Congress on Racial Equality has scheduled a black voter registration drive in this essentially Klan-controlled town. So what you've got is you've got the marshals standing in the middle, the whites on one side of the square, the blacks on the other side of the square, and into the scene drives this black Cadillac. So the marshal says, you know, who is this? Outside agitators, press, government, what? And so the marshal, John Manchester, goes over and to the guy driving the car and says, may I see your ID? And the guy pulls out his driver's license and says, I'm Clay Shaw of the International Trademark. And then Oswald gets out of the back seat and goes over and gets in line with the blacks and tries to register to vote.
And that's why we have the record of this.
Yes. Right. But the record was given to the House Select Committee on Assassinations back in the 70s. They took it in executive session, stamped it secret, and did not tell us that they knew that Oswald was connected to Clay Shaw, which was the essence of Jim Garrison's case.
Right.
Okay? They marked it secret, and it did not come out until after Oliver Stone's movie.
Incredible. Well, you're going to have to go through all of this in a special report we're going to shoot. I'm going to continue with the radio show here, but and with Jim, but just amazing work. People can read it in both books, Me and Lee and Dr. Mary's Monkey, available at Infowars.com. Jim, we're about to go to break, but a few more minutes on the issues here that we've been covering.
Yeah, well, of course, I've been digging into the whole story for years. When I met Ed and when I was reading his books, when I met and interviewed Judith McCreary Baker and heard all this whole story, number one, it all fit. It just fits so perfectly as to everything else we knew. But then I went back and started backtracking. And for example, Ed says that Oswald's work at Riley Coffee Company was just a charade, and that actually he was leaving and going over to the lab. So I went back and looked in the Warren Commission volumes, and I found a affidavit from his immediate supervisor there at Riley, and he said, I never could find Lee. He just never was around. And when I'd finally catch up with him and say, where have you been? He'd say, oh, I've just been around, you know. And then Judith Baker said that one of her jobs was to clock Oswald out each day, all right, on the time clock. And so I went back and checked the time clock records, and sure enough, he was supposed to be at work at 8 and he got off at 5. Well, you know, like any normal person, he'd clock in at 7:59, 8:01, 7:58, you know, right about 8. But then when he clocked out, it was 5 o'clock, bing, 5 o'clock, bing, 5 o'clock, bing. It's like nobody checks out on the minute every day.
They've been falsified all at once.
Exactly. Well, no, that was Judith Baker going up and every day at 5 o'clock, bing, she'd check him out. And so I have satisfied myself that the essence of her story is seems to be very true.
Oh, she's got all the documentation. Incredible. Ed, thank you so much. We'll be back with Jim Maher. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only.
You know what? I think I'm going to bring a wild card out here with investigative journalist Jim Mars in this short segment. Then we'll get into the world economy, the wars, all of it with him in the next. But Jim, I talked about this yesterday. It, obviously, it's it's getting a lot of news coverage. They're trying to spin it. But this former Goldman Sachs high-level managing director, in fact, guys, will you re-pull me those articles from yesterday? And there's new ones today. Thank you. Comes out and says, yeah, no, they call everyone scum, and we're here to rip everyone off. And it's a culture where they don't want to make their clients money. They want to rip them off, which people go, that's not a very good business model. Well, no, it's the biggest because they've got super high-frequency computers that only they're allowed to use. So the whole market, the whole stock market now is a complete joke.
Yeah. For years, people, I guess because I write books, they think I know something. And people say, you know, what stock should I invest in? And Alex, for years, I've told them, go to Las Vegas. The odds are better there.
Well, no, but that's it. But, I mean, we had the Timberwolf emails that were a division of Goldman Sachs, where they literally are like, I'm going to sell these morons, scum, total crud, and bet against it. I mean, it is just a insane level of corruption. And
you realize Goldman Sachs was at the bottom, so to speak, of the Gulf oil explosion and the contamination of the whole Gulf. And they now have some of the internal memos, and one of the Goldman Sachs execs was saying, yeah, bye-bye, fishies. You know, they don't care. They don't care.
They're crazy people. They're like, I don't care if reactors we own are blowing up. Who cares if my kids breathe it? I mean, it's just they're nuts.
They really are. This even, to me, goes beyond greed. I mean, greed's one thing, but hey, Alex, you're from Texas, and you know a little bit about Texas history. Texas was built by entrepreneurs and corporate guys, basically. They call them trusts then. Railroad, cattle, oil. Okay, and these guys made millions, and they were tough, and they, you know, they would screw you over in a heartbeat. But they also knew, like their fathers and grandfathers who were farmers, they knew you have to let the field lie fallow one season so that they give you a bumper crop the next. They knew. And that's why so many of the wealthy oil guys in Texas would turn around and put money into the arts, into the symphony, into the operas, into the culture of the town, because they knew that when they built up the and helped prosper the golden goose, they'd get more golden eggs. But you don't see that today. It goes beyond greed. They are just, it's like, hey, nothing's going to last. Let's get our last penny out of everything.
Exactly. I mean, you have really, I think, hit a deep truth here, driven the nail right through the board that, I mean, other elites are boss hoggish and corrupt, but they still like seeing people doing well. They like building big palaces. They understand a rising tide raises the ships. And when they get in control, a lot of times strong men in history have actually made things better, kind of the philosopher king in a way, because they want to see things prosper, kind of like Gaddafi, not saying he's a good guy, but compared to the globalists, he was good. The globalists really do want to wreck everything. They're psychos. I was, I'm not going to get into it. I was at an elite party last night I got taken to, and there were like some of the biggest people in the IT world there. And they were acting like little kids hopping around like crazy people for 3 hours in front of me. And it was funny in a way. And I was about to shoot a YouTube video and somebody goes, don't do that. But I mean, I'm going, this is who's running things?
Really? But you know what? I think if you look around, I think I'm losing count. But right now there's like over 250 resignations of bank, money managers, some of these top guys. It's like the rats are deserting the ship. Do you get that impression?
Yes, and in fact, that's been pointed out that hundreds are leaving. Why do you think that's happening? They don't want to get the blame for what's coming?
Exactly. They don't want to have to be put in the stocks or put a noose around their neck, so they're getting out. They see the whole thing crumbling. In fact, it's all just kind of the whole world economy right now, as far as I can tell, is kind of held together with, you know, spit and glue.
All I know is when you're watching, you know, billionaires juggling glasses and apples and running around crazy at parties with the energy of 5-year-olds, and then you talk to these people, And I'm not, and you're like, they must not be running things, or I guess they're blowing off steam. I mean, I more and more I understand the, it's like the elite are in control, and there's some of them that are actually trying to run things, but more and more of the elite are just like running around like crazy people. Do you see what I'm saying, Jim?
Absolutely. In fact, it reminds me of my study of the last days of Hitler's Third Reich. Down in the bunkers in Berlin and all like that, they weren't sitting around moping. They were getting drunk and partying and, you know.
Exactly.
You know,
stay there. Stay, that's exactly what's going on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. And we have InfoWars Nightly News. We're airing some of the old special reports this week and next, but tonight we're going to premiere an hour-plus exclusive interview we did last week with Dave Mustaine. Of course, one of the founding members of Metallica, and then, of course, Megadeth, who talks about politics, you know, his view on the world, and some issues he said he's never talked about before. So that's coming up. Also, Billy Corrigan, who I've always really liked his music, and, of course, he's also a very accomplished songwriter. I remember about 5 years ago, we're going back to Jim Mars here, I was listening to his music, that record called Zeitgeist. And I'm like, man, this is, he's awake to the New World Order. This is incredible. And then I'm sitting there talking to him, and he said, oh, yeah, I was, you know, just really waking up right before that time listening to your show. And I mean, and talking to him a few nights ago at dinner, and then last night when he came into an interview here in studio with his girlfriend, who I didn't even realize is like some giant pop star in her own right. That shows how ignorant I am, but she's a really, really nice lady. And it's not like me name-dropping, hey, Billy Corrigan, founder of Smashing Pumpkins, hanging out at the office. Hey, Dave Mustaine. Hey, I just got a call from this big movie star yesterday. 95% or more of the big stars and people that contact me never want to go on air. In fact, Billy, when we went out to dinner a few nights ago, and then we went and walked around the Capitol and stuff, and I did Twitter a photo of it. He's a really interesting fellow, really smart. He wasn't even sure he wanted to do an interview. He just wanted to meet and talk to me. I mean, I talked to him over the phone and stuff before that. And the reason I tell you this story is it resonates with the fact that there is a giant awakening happening. And Billy said the same thing. He said, just 5 years ago, I heard no one talk about the New World Order or the Federal Reserve or, you know, poison in the water or global government. And he said, now all around me at restaurants and all over, I hear it, you know, hear it in elevators. That's what I'm saying. See, those of you out there who aren't a radio host or TV host, you're feeling like you're alone. I want to tell you something. You're not alone. That's why I say it's important to wear an InfoWars.com t-shirt or a Ron Paul shirt, something that, or in the Fed shirt, something that, you know, wear your colors so people can identify. You know, that's why bird species will have a red dot on them. That's so birds of the same species can see that and tell, oh, that's a male, that's a female. You know, that's why militaries wear uniforms, why the police wear uniforms. We need to, you know, go out there and get those radar pings, because I'm not here giving you a pep rally, because I'm giving you what I believe is veritas. I see through a rose-colored darkly, a scanner darkly like everybody else, but I think my darkly is a little bit thinner than some. And that's my goal in life, is to make that darkly thinner and thinner and get as close to real reality as I can get. I am in love with reality. I am in love with creation. And I'm in love with doing the right thing, because it feels good in my soul. When I risk my life and my name to fight tyranny, it is fulfilling. I even know that if I get arrested and set up and my name destroyed and horrible things said about me, that is going to be fulfilling. I don't look forward to being tortured if that happens, but that is the fulfillment of the powerful resistance to evil. That is the pay dirt. That is the, and I'm telling you, I'm delivering the goods. So are you. So is Jim Mars. When you talk to somebody, even if they don't look like they woke up then, it may take 20 times before they wake up. It may take like a seed you plant one year, that a bulb. I had some bulbs I planted like 2 years ago. And they didn't sprout. And then I was going back by the old house I lived at, and I saw that they had sprouted. And I'd moved. I'm like, wow, that's those bulbs that didn't sprout. But 2 years later, they did. It's just finally some rain. I guess that's the side issue. I need to go back to Jim. I'm like a person at a buffet. I get all these guests on because I want to talk to them and think they're neat. And then I've got all these points I want to make. Maybe I turn it into a five-hour show. I guess I've kind of done that with the nightly news. But the point is it is always darkest before the dawn. But I'm here to give you the good news. There is a giant awakening. The bad news is the evil knows that and is, just like Jim just said, it's going more crazy now. The system in the face of this is just going wild. And like he said, in the Nazi bunkers, not just at, there in Berlin, but at others, there was sex, partying, delusions that they were going to win, imaginary armies. And it's like Nero or Rome. I mean, I'm seeing craziness. Just a few years ago, the elite were more scared. Now I think they realize they don't control stuff like they thought. So now they're just going into crazy land. Jim Mars, you've got the floor on that subject. Guys, we need to fade him up. I'm sorry. Go ahead and start over, Tim.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
I tell you what, the one that's blown me away is Defense Secretary Leon Panetta goes to Afghanistan, and they disarm the Marines around him. They made them stack their arms, and they wouldn't let him get anywhere near him with weapons. And I was in the military, and the thing they drum into your head incessantly is, you don't do anything. You don't go room without your weapon handy, okay? You just don't do it. And they disarmed the Marines around Panetta. Who is he scared of, okay? What, I mean, what more do you need? Did they disarm our own troops around the defense secretary because they know the troops are beginning to figure out that 2 and 2 is not 5?
You know, I think you're right. I started the show with this today. The magnitude that the Associated Press, London Telegraph are all reporting and admitting that the Pentagon admits the troops cannot be trusted. Well, that's why they say the troops are the number one enemy, because they know these are killing machines that are going to wake up to the fact that the evil empire took over America and the fact that they're scared of the troops. And by the way, police, they hate you too. Anybody who's been taught to use force and anybody who knows the secret that the veneer of civilization is very thin and that you don't, you're not afraid to use violence, these little criminals hate you, as Henry Kissinger said, and want to kill you. And that's why they inject you with soft kill cancer viruses when you're in the military. Now, there are ways to try to counteract that, but we've got it on record. Everyone that joins the military, unless they're part of an elite family, is given soft kill binary weapon systems so that by the time you hit 40 or 50, you start degenerating. It's a self-destruct mechanism. You're a robot that's meant to shut down because they know you're going to become self-aware. Most humans I found are unconscious and are basically biological androids. When you become illuminated, and again, the Illuminati creates counterfeits of everything real. When you become awake, that's self-aware. Not all humans are really self-aware. They're trying to keep you from becoming self-aware with this whole control system. And with the military, they know you're becoming self-aware, so they're building kill switches in. What do you think about that, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, this is corporate mentality taken to the nth degree. You create this killing machine and then you program it to self-destruct. And that way you don't have to pay a lot of medical expenses and VA treatments and, you know, retirement, you know, get rid of them. It's, and all you have to do is, and you have, Alex, and the people who have followed you for some time, all you have to do is look at their own publications, look at the statements from people like Maxwell Taylor or Prince Philip, or look at some of the publications from the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, they make no bones about it. They want to reduce the world's population by at least a third, maybe two-thirds. And wait a minute, how are you going to do that? You got to kill people, and that's what they're into.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Saddam Hussein, CIA on record, put into power. That whole history's there but not publicized. And he could go out and stand in front of 10,000 people with grenade launchers and AK-47s firing in the air. But the defense secretary says, disarm the Marines when my helicopter lands.
Exactly. Now, here's another disconnect. Wait a minute. Excuse me. My allergies are going nuts.
Oak, man, it's hitting me hard as well.
Yep. Okay, here's another disconnect. Now, think about this. We're in Afghanistan to begin with because we went in there to get Osama bin Laden. Well, oops, wait a minute. We didn't get him. If we did get him, according to the official story, we got him here, you know, last year. And we've already got him, and if you really studied, you'll find he's probably been dead since December of 2001. But anyway, so the call celebrate for going to Afghanistan is no longer there. So what's the rationale for us keeping troops in Afghanistan, a country that's never been conquered by anybody, including the British Empire and the Russian Empire? All right. Well, it's because we say, well, we can't pull our troops out until the Afghan army and the police forces are able to maintain control in that country, which sounds good on paper. But wait a minute, folks, hadn't you been reading the papers? It's some of those army guys and some of those police guys have been shooting at us. They want us out of their country, and I don't blame them. I'd want Red China out of Texas, okay? And yet we don't seem to catch this. Oh, well, we got to stay there so we can train their people. What, train them so they can kill us and shoot at us? The whole thing's nuts.
Well, see, people are like, we're losing in Afghanistan. We're not, because we're not there. The global bankers have got our military there to get the $500 billion a year conservatively in opium. That, again, they get exposed growing it. So they go, well, the troops are getting upset about growing the opium. We'll have them form up in front of Geraldo Rivera. We'll have them admit it on TV. And the psych warfare chiefs are like, what's the point of that? Don't you get it? Hide it in plain view. It loses its power.
That's right. And that's why, by the way, that's why the famous football star, Pat Tillman, you know, he told all his buddies, man, when I get out, I'm going to go home and tell everybody we're just over here guarding the poppy field. And, oops, well, he shot in the head coming back from some routine mission by some snipers who just happened to have just joined his outfit. Come on, folks, wake up, smell the coffee.
Yeah, the he was a big PR bonanza for him, but...
Going in, but they didn't want him coming out.
But in his murder, at first they launched, he charged single-handedly an Al-Qaeda nest. Bin Laden might have even been there. Literally, he was incredible, the fire he took and how many Al-Qaedas he took out. Turned out there was no one around. They killed him. He hid behind a rock, saying after they'd already shot him a few times, and they came up and they killed him.
Right.
And then the Army, the good news is the Army coroner, the colonel, would not lie and said this is homicide.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a couple of taps to the head. I don't think those Taliban are that good of shots. Besides that, according to the reports I saw, he was heading back and he was waving his arms and he said, hey, it's me, it's Pat Tillman, you know me. Bam, bam, they shoot him. Come on, folks. Get with it. Of course, you know, then all they got to do is throw some money and have a TV special or some specially made movie and turn the whole thing around and put the, you know, cover it all.
Look at how they killed five members of Private Lynch's unit. The survivors were like, she hid, she didn't fight anybody. They're like, oh, you're all dead.
Right. Well, same deal. Hey, you know, a bunch of those guys that supposedly went in and got Osama bin Laden, well, they got killed in a helicopter crash.
Yeah, they just crammed 23 of them onto an old rickety helicopter. They're like, but on the news, they were going to a rescue mission to rescue people in the Army. And then later it was like, well, that wasn't true.
Right.
And then I've talked.
I mean, I don't know why anybody believes anything anymore. I mean, Alex, my motto has become, I don't believe anything's true until the government denies it.
Exactly. Hey, let's bring this up. Because it's so big, I want to go back to it. Soldiers asked to disarm during Leon Panetta's speech in Afghanistan, and they said for the safety of the Secretary of Defense. This is a guy who announced last week that, yes, the military is under UN command, and the Congress has no authority over that.
Exactly. I'm sure his hidden thought was, oh, my God, what if they arrest me for treason? Because that's treasonous, folks. Okay? The Constitution says only Congress has the power to declare war. Now, they've abdicated that time after time, going all the way back to the phony Gulf of Tonkin incident, which didn't even happen. And then, but Lyndon Johnson says, our boys are floating in the water, and I don't have the power to respond. So they passed the Gulf of Tonkin resolution in Congress, which gave him the power to wage war in Vietnam, okay? And it was all based on a lie and a total phony thing. And that's not some conspiracy theory. That was an article in U.S. News and World Report 10 or 15 years ago, the phony battle that led to war, okay? It's just fact. And but at least Congress acted, even though irresponsibly. But now, Panetta, before Congress, says, no, we only send the military in when foreign organizations approve that, like the UN or NATO. Okay? A direct violation of the Constitution of the United States. And I know when I went in the Army, I took an oath to defend not the president, not the Secretary of the Defense, but the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign or domestic. And I'm here to tell you, Leon Panetta and about three-quarters of Congress are domestic enemies.
They are. I mean, by the very textbook, I mean, it's not just like Caesar taking over and saying, I'm the king. That's bad enough. At least he was Roman. They're saying, no, no, we work for foreign powers. And the Senate's like, well, that violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. They're like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And by the way, we don't trust the troops around us with guns now.
Yeah, take those guns away from those Marines. You know, they might actually take their oath to the Constitution seriously.
Well, that shows their NSA chatter that the military, and that's what I get. I got to say, the troops I talk to, especially they're actually combat troops. I mean, I run into some of these pencil pushers.
Rear echelon guys.
Yeah, who literally don't know how to lace up their own boots. But when you run into real soldiers, I got to say, they're almost all of them are awake. I don't really run into any of them that are idiots. I mean, compared to the public, the military is completely awake. I guess they live in the real world.
Well, I wonder if that's why that the most campaign contributions from the rank and file of the Army, Navy, and Air Force have gone to Ron Paul.
Boy,
the one guy who's talking truth and who says we don't need to be fighting in those other countries.
Well, I tell you, Ron Paul has come out, but now it's not getting media attention. He has been defrauded. He did win in the early states, and they just blacked it out.
Well, that's it. So they're disarming our soldiers and then shooting them up with deadly vaccines and all kinds of test experimental drugs. And then they're taking our boat away from us. And yet everybody's just going along, you know. Hey, everyone that's listening to this program, take it upon yourself to go out and try to wake up one other person. Just one other person, okay? Just say, hey, ask them, hey, if we're supposed to be so afraid of terrorists, how come they won't secure the border? And ask them, hey, what about that third tower that went down in New York on 9/11? You know, do you know about that? We'll look into it. You know, try to get them waked up. There's more of us than there are of them. And if we just say no, it all come to a screeching halt. But
are you seeing the big awakening I'm seeing, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. I see it all over the place. The problem is everybody thinks they're alone. And because you don't see it on the mass corporate media.
It's like Ceausescu in Romania. But finally, when people stood up, it's like, wow, you don't like the government either?
Really. it's all there. And they've just got us cowed and they've got us bamboozled. Think about the last few months.
Stay there. We're coming right back.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great tasting, long lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready to eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25 year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
day after day, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Everybody laughs at him.
But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's...
Yeah, he's the guy telling them about the big banks and the New World Order.
He never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head
see the world spinning round. Jim Mars with us 5 minutes the next hour. Then we've got former Congressman Bob Barr on about the TSA, the police state, and more. I forget the point you were getting to, and we went to break and you got cut off, but I got to raise this. This Coney 2012 thing with George Bush in it and all these globalists, it's just a convenient boogeyman to invade Africa. That's now admitted. The resolution's entered. But the makers of the film went there to propagandize, and the population chased them, trying to stone them, saying, don't try to invade our country. We know what you're doing. No one's seen Joseph Kony in 6 years. I mean, the Africans, they're not living in fantasy land. They know that when the UN says they want to invade to help folks, they know that means get ready to die.
Yep.
What do you make of that, Jim?
I think that's exactly right. You know, the thing is, traditionally, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Traditionally, every time the economy gets in a bind, it's war that gets us out of it, okay? So they're trying to stir up anything they can. They've had a hard time trying to get us to go against Iran because there's a big risk of getting China and Russia involved. Plus, Iran isn't going to be some pushover like Iraq was. And so they're having a problem with that. So now it's, well, let's go to some African nation. You know, we go to Mbuli Wali Gumba, and nobody's going to know or care. And so, yes, that's exactly, this is their old modus operandi, okay? So it's nothing new. It's exactly what they try. And, of course, once you get a war started, then you have to rally around the chief, and you have to, you know, support the troops, and you have to, you know, the same old bromides. And look at the, speaking of the chief, look at the past few months, man. Oh, man, is it Suntory? Is it Sarah Palin? Is it... is it Romney? God, they're all fighting, and they say this, and they counter with that. And by the way, don't even mention Ron Paul. I mean, he's just a nut, and he can't win. So, for goodness sakes, don't look at him. Let's don't include him in the debate because he offers a real alternative. But through all of that, where was our attention on Barack Hussein Obama? It wasn't there. He's just skating, isn't he? He's got a free ride, didn't he?
He does, man, and he is power grabbing.
And he's been doing, you know, he's run up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. He's reneged on every single one of his campaign promises. He's created all these czars that have no real experience in government or business, and yet they're now trying to redefine our whole society. I mean, never mind the whole constitutional issues that are involved with the White House right now. It's incredible, and yet he's getting a free ride because mass media keeps us distracted with just almost anything and everything else.
What do you think the flashpoint is? Do things just continue to rot, or do you see some upheaval coming?
Well, I see some upheaval, but I unfortunately don't see it stemming from an irate population. I see it coming because of external forces, more earthquakes, more tsunamis, more volcanoes, more tornadoes, geophysical changes, and then, of course, that would precipitate economic collapse, too.
What do you think's driving that? I mean, obviously, we pay Al Gore money. That's not going to fix it. Why do you think there are statistically more earthquakes and things happening? There was a tsunami, as you know, yesterday in Japan.
Right. Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you what. They've been predicting that a massive body is coming into our solar system.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.